This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. More coming out on Yarnell Ice Cream's troubles, particularly financial problems over the last decade. Documents that have been made public indicate that the company experienced financial problems for at least 10 years before its sudden closure late last month. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports documents provided by the Arkansas Development Finance Authority show Searcy-based Yarnell's was put up for sale in late 2001 and at that time asked the agency for temporary relief from payments on a $2.6 million loan. The agency's Vice President of Development Finance, Gene Eagle, said in a December 27th memo to the agency's board, and that was back in 2001, that Yarnell's was being confidentially marketed for sale. The memo listed Yarnell's reasons for asking for the payment forbearance. A letter from another agency official indicates Yarnell's president at that time quickly withdrew the request. Yarnell's closed June 30th and says it's currently soliciting offers to buy the company. Still in White County, Dateline Judge Sonia, White County's Budget and Finance Committee has accepted a $240,000 grant to help pay for repairs to the landmark Little Red River Bridge near downtown Judsonia. The steel bridge was built in 1924. It's the only direct link between Judsonia and Kensett. It was added to the National Register of Historic Places back in 1990. The Arkansas Highway Transportation Department closed the bridge in 2007 because of a cracked crossbeam. Plans to fix the bridge have risen and fallen ever since. County Judge Michael Lincoln has said it would cost more than $1 million to build a new bridge. Florida authorities now say Casey Anthony won't be released until July 17th. That's about 4 days after the date that was initially given yesterday for her release. She was sentenced to 4 years for lying to investigators looking into the disappearance of her daughter, Kaylee, but she's getting credit for time served over 3 years and for good behavior. The U.S. Postal Service has posted notices warning it's planning to close three Southwest Arkansas post offices. The notices don't mean the facilities in Saratoga, Ogden, and Ozon will definitely shut their doors. They'll remain open for at least 150 days. A new record high temperature yesterday in Fort Smith, 107 degrees. That broke a 47-year-old record. Conway police have identified a man they believe robbed a bank last week in that city. A warrant's been issued for the arrest of Robert Chance of Georgia. Chance faces charges in connection with the July 1st heist of the Centennial Bank branch. Dateline Fayetteville, where Washington County prosecutors have decided not to file charges against a Springdale woman who killed her sister while they were fooling around. Chantel Stoltz was riding on the hood of the car driven by her sister Ashley last month when she slid underneath a vehicle and was pinned when her sister applied the brakes. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.